Hi.
Hi. I saw you in Tahrir but never made it to you. you were on a platform. It's good to hear from you. I think that what you're saying about the new cabinet is very important as a demand. But I am a little bit worried about this whole issue of the military. I wonder whether the Egyptian people as a whole tend to see the military in too good a light. The whole issue of the people and the army are one is a very good slogan. The army did take a good position, especially the rank and file during this these protests. But I'm considering the top brass of the army and their ambitions, and to what extent we should really trust to this extent.
Yeah, I mean, of course, this is a very good question, and it's one which is being asked a lot. And to that, I can really only point you at the pragmatics, if you like, of the current situation. So you can look at the military in two ways. You can look at them as a body that has actually ruled in Egypt since 1952. And also you can look at them as a body that controls, 30% of Egyptian GDP, and that wants to retain this position. But also they have a history, and they have a history of that twice they were ordered to fire on Egyptian protesters in 77 and 85, and they refused. Also, they are made up of the brothers and sons and fathers of people in the country and so on. So basically, right now, we have the military in power. Their declared position is that they are caretakers of the revolution and that they will never raise arms against Egyptian protesters. So the Egyptian position or the Egyptian attitude is to say, we believe you. You and us are one. We are very grateful you're there. We rely on you, and we believe that it is now your responsibility to protect this situation. However, we would like to move to a civil government and the civil situation very, very soon, and these are our demands. So there's no point in now standing up and saying to the military, well, actually, we don't trust you. They're there. And we have no reason immediately to not trust them. And so you saw what happened, that when they came down to the streets, people basically gathered around the tanks, and people have been around and on top of the tanks, have been engaging the military, have been making them feel that they are part of the revolution, have been insisting on kind of extending a human hand to them. And, you know, I think that this is very savvy. I think it's very wise. And at the same time, we are pushing hard. And Friday, we'll see. I mean, we've been working on banners here.
Right.
Friday, we'll see a very determined push to the country towards a civil government.
I'm pushing hard.